Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Across the arc of his spectacular 20th century career, Duke Ellington was a pianist, a bandleader, a composer, and arranger. And at one time, Duke Ellington was a record label owner. At the beginning of the 1950s, his Mercer Records imprint released a fascinating array of recordings that have remained relatively obscure and that marked Ellington's return to the small group format after a decade-long pause. In the next hour, we'll hear piano duets by Ellington and writing partner Billy Strayhorn. Strayhorn led dates featuring saxophonist Johnny Hodges and other Ellingtonians, and notable sides recorded by saxophonist Coleman Hawkins, singer Al Hibbler, and bassist Oscar Pettiford. It's DIY by Ellington, Duke Ellington's Mercer Records label, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. Thank you. Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn barreling away on two pianos with Great Times, recorded for Ellington's Mercer label in 1950. Strayhorn before that leading an Ellingtonian small group on another Mercer label date, doing Bread and Butter Blues. After Duke Ellington's beloved longtime writing partner Billy Strayhorn passed away from cancer at the age of 51 in 1967, a bereaved Ellington took his band into the studio to make an album that would become a tribute to his departed collaborator, and his mother called him Bill. His impromptu solo piano performance of Strayhorn's hauntingly beautiful ballad Lotus Blossom, while Ellington band members can be heard at first chatting and packing up in the background, then subsiding into silence as their leader bears his grief through the compositional pathway left behind by Strayhorn, has become a powerful and iconic moment in the Ellington discography that also elevated the stature of Strayhorn's piece. I had long thought that 1967 album marked Lotus Blossom's first appearance on record, but Ellington saxophonist Johnny Hodges had recorded the tune 20 years prior for an obscure, short-lived record label owned by Ellington himself called Sunrise, and which eventually morphed into the Ellington underwritten label Mercer Records, named after his son Mercer, who along with jazz critic Leonard Feather managed and promoted the label. Mercer Records is a fascinating chapter in Ellington's career, yet another example of a 20th century black jazz artist pursuing what decades later would come to be known as the DIY, or do-it-yourself movement, in which musicians founded their own record labels to give them more commercial and creative control of their music. On this edition of Nightlights, I'll be exploring the output and story of Ellington's venture into this realm, which yielded a treasure trove of musical riches featuring pianist and writing partner Billy Strayhorn, as well as other musicians in the Ellington orbit. In the meantime, let's hear that original, little-known 1947 debut of Lotus Blossom, then called Charlotte Russe, on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Johnny Hodges and the first ever recording of Billy Strayhorn's composition Lotus Blossom, originally titled Charlotte Russe, made for Duke Ellington's short-lived 1947 Sunrise record label and subsequently included on a 1950 Mercer Records 10-inch LP. The Sunrise label was not the only precedent for Ellington's interest in developing more business control over his music. In 1940, Ellington founded his own music publishing company, Tempo Music. Harvey G. Cohen writes in his book Duke Ellington's America that the creation of Tempo was a business move that greatly aided the survival of Ellington's band and his music during the decades that followed. Ellington gained more autonomy and set an important precedent for African Americans and all jazz artists controlling their own publishing. And Ellington's brief association with the Musicraft label in the mid-1940s had given him a share of ownership in that company. But it was Mercer Records, named after Ellington's son Mercer, that marked Ellington's most significant venture into what is now called DIY, artists attempting to empower themselves in their work through increased ownership of the means of musical production and distribution. Among the highlights of the small but notable Mercer discography are recordings made by Billy Strayhorn-led small groups, an array of duets featuring Strayhorn and Ellington on two pianos, the last glimpses of singer Al Hibbler in an Ellingtonian setting, and some sides from bassist and cellist Oscar Pettiford, who had held the bass chair in the Ellington Orchestra for several years during the mid-1940s. While he was playing with the Woody Herman Big Band in 1949, Pettiford broke his arm, and a lengthy rehabilitation process temporarily prevented him from continuing on the instrument. Instead, he took up cello, and in 1950 made his debut with it on Ellington's Mercer label, producing what are among the earliest jazz cello recordings, with Ellington himself on piano. We'll hear two of them now, beginning with a track that adds Billy Strayhorn to the mix on Celeste, Oscar Pettiford and Oscar Lipso on Nightlights. Thank you. Oscar Pettiford performing Juan Tizol's Perdido with Pettiford on cello, Duke Ellington on piano, Lloyd Trotman on bass, and Joe Jones on drums, recorded for Ellington's Mercer label in September of 1950. Pettiford before that doing his composition Oscalypso with the same group but with Billy Strayhorn added on Celeste, also recorded for Mercer in September 1950. One of the most interesting Mercer recordings is an Ellington-led small group date that includes two young artists from the late 1940s bebop movement, drummer Max Roach and trumpeter Red Rodney. The tune New Piano Roll Blues was played by Ellington on what's called prepared piano, when small objects are placed on the strings or hammers of the piano to alter the instrument's sound. Some listeners find that the resulting recording presciently evokes the legendary Money Jungle album that Ellington would record with Roach and bassist Charles Mingus more than 10 years later. And writer and musician Alan Lowe cites it in his Jazz History That Devlin Tune as Ellington's appreciative nod to the bebop school, praising the pianist adaptation to Roach's playing that was like a metallic maze of straight cymbal time and broken field accents. Together, they showed how irrelevant specific schools of jazz playing could be, meeting not on some stylistically nebulous middle ground, but on the common ground of inspired improvisation. In this set, we'll also hear the first of several Duke Ellington-Billy Strayhorn duets that were recorded for the Mercer label, a blazing revisitation of Ellington's 1940 Cottontail showcase for saxophonist Ben Webster. First Duke Ellington, Max Roach, and the New Piano Roll Blues on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn on two pianos doing Ellington's Cottontail for Mercer Records in 1950, joined by bassist Wendell Marshall. Ellington before that on prepared piano performing the modernistic The New Piano Roll Blues, joined by some Ellingtonians plus young beboppers drummer Max Roach and trumpeter Red Rodney, recorded for Mercer in 1950. Something else notable about Ellington's Mercer Records era, it marked the resumption after a decade-long pause of Ellington and others in the band making small group dates in addition to full orchestra recordings. When Ellington's then-manager Irving Mills established the Master and Variety labels in 1936, it sparked a run of recordings by Ellington-related small groups that lasted into the beginning of the 1940s, with dates often led by Johnny Hodges, Cootie Williams, and other Ellington Orchestra members, often with Duke himself on piano. That activity largely ceased throughout the 1940s, but when Ellington started Mercer Records, he was already under contract to Columbia and reportedly forbidden from recording the Ellington Big Band on any other label. Subsequently, the records made for Mercer returned the Ellingtons more frequently to a small group setting, often billed as the Coronets or Billy Strayhorn's All-Stars. We'll hear one example now featuring trumpeter Cat Anderson with Nightwalk on Nightlights. Coronets, led by pianist Billy Strayhorn, performing Cat Anderson's Nightwalk, featuring Anderson on trumpet, recorded for Duke Ellington's Mercer label in 1951. I'll have more music from the Mercer label, including duets by Ellington and Strayhorn and a stirring early solo from Ellington saxophonist Paul Gonzalez in just a few moments. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to DIY by Ellington, Duke Ellington's Mercer record label on Nightlights. I'm featuring music from a little-known record label that Duke Ellington owned at the beginning of the 1950s on this edition of Nightlights, named after his son Mercer. Ellington was under contract to Columbia Records at the time, which precluded him from recording under the full Ellington Orchestra name, but which did allow him and his musicians to record in small group settings, often credited as the Coronets or the Billy Strayhorn All-Stars. Mercer's output included musicians outside of the Ellington orbit as well, but nearly all of the sessions were led or rostered by Ellington-associated artists. At the heart of the Mercer discography are eight piano duets featuring Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, accompanied only by a bassist. Although Ellington and Strayhorn reportedly had a penchant for sometimes performing two piano duets or a duet on a single piano in late-night social and private settings, the two in this format had only been recorded once for Strayhorn's composition Tonk at a 1946 Victor session. For Mercer, they made what proved to be an album's worth, melding together so seamlessly that Strayhorn himself later confessed, "I really have to sit down at a keyboard and play it out for myself to know for sure who is playing." Duke Ellington, Billy Strayhorn, and Tonk on Nightlights.
Thank you.
The dynamic duo of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn in double piano action, performing Strayhorn's composition Johnny Come Lately and Tonk before that, both recorded for Duke Ellington's Mercer record label in November of 1950. Our next set of Mercer Records selections features She, a tune written by drummer Louis Belson and trombonist Juan Tizol, who joined the Ellington Orchestra in 1951 along with saxophonist Willie Smith. All three had been members of Harry James's popular orchestra, and Ellington's luring away of them came to be known as the Great James Robbery. Ellington made his move after long-standing Ellingtonians Johnny Hodges, Lawrence Brown, and Sonny Greer all parted ways with their leader. Once again, we'll hear Ellington musicians directed by Billy Strayhorn in small group format, a musical context that Ellington had largely abandoned after a strong run of such recordings between 1936 and 1941. We're also going to hear an extended solo, a five-chorus solo on a piece titled The Happening by the band's then-new tenor saxophonist Paul Gonsalves, who in just a few years would make jazz history with his 27-chorus tour de force at the 1956 Newport Jazz Festival. First, the Coronets and She on Nightlights.
Thank you.
The Happening, written by and featuring then-recent-to-the-ranks tenor saxophonist Paul Gonzalez, recorded by the Coronets, led by pianist Billy Strayhorn, in April 1951 for Duke Ellington's Mercer label. Before that, from the same date, we heard the Coronets performing newly-minted Ellingtonians drummer Louis Belson and trombonist Juan Tizol's She. Singer Al Hibbler was an Ellington veteran when he made his recordings for Ellington's Mercer label in 1950 and 1951. Hibbler, a baritone who'd been blind since birth, had joined the orchestra in 1943 and would leave around the time of his final sessions for Mercer. Hibbler's stately, soulful delivery worked especially well in slow and medium tempo contexts for the Ellington Orchestra, and he occupies pride of place as a male singer in the Ellington discography. After his departure from the band, he scored some hits with Decca and became a civil rights activist. One of his last albums was a 1972 pairing with fellow blind artist and multi-instrumentalist Rahsaan Roland Kirk. We'll hear two of the recordings that Hibbler made for Mercer, showcasing him on songs that are now considered American songbook classics. At least I think I can say that with confidence about this one. Al Hibbler in 1950 with a Billy Strayhorn-led group that included non-Ellington jazz notables Benny Carter on alto sax and Dave Barber on guitar, doing Stardust on Nightlights.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song, melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love and each kiss an inspiration, oh, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. And then beside a garden wall, when the stars were bright, you were in my arms. Nightingale tells a fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, a memory of love. It will remain my stardust melody, a memory of love's refrain. Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is hard. Your dad is rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing, and you spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till that morning, nothing can harm you, with mommy and daddy standing by. One of these mornings, you gonna rise up soon, and you spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till that morning, there nothing can harm you, with mommy and daddy standing by.
Hibbler performing Summertime, recorded for Duke Ellington's Mercer record label in the summer of 1951, backed by a small group of Ellingtonians, including pianist Billy Strayhorn. And Hibbler before that in 1950 doing Stardust for the Mercer label as well, accompanied by another Strayhorn-directed combo, including alto saxophonist Benny Carter, baritone saxophonist Harry Carney, and guitarist Dave Barber. Mercer Records ultimately had a short run, with Mercer Ellington suspending recording activities by 1952, writing decades later in the Ellington memoir Music Is My Mistress that he was acting at the behest of his father after the operation finally broke even. Mercer partner and jazz writer Leonard Feather later cited the label's rocky timing as the record market began to shift from 78s to LPs for its failure to take off. Mercer never enjoyed any hits outside of an Al Hibbler waxing of White Christmas and one of the Ellington Oscar Pettiford sides that have been noted as having made any kind of impact in the marketplace. In 1957, Billboard reported the sale of the label's catalog to Coral Records. Although the label's masters had been destroyed in a fire, much of the Ellington-related material was eventually reissued in the CD era, scattered across several individual releases. In his book Duke Ellington's America, Harvey G. Cohen notes Mercer's low sales and writes that the effort failed financially, but artistically and in terms of promotion, and perhaps even as a tax write-off, the label met with some success. The story of Mercer Records provides another example of how Ellington and his associates developed creative and aggressive ways to keep his name before the public, refusing to be relegated to the periphery of the rapidly shifting music business that claimed so many of his peers. The story of Mercer Records also includes some of the most interesting small group recordings in the Ellington discography. We'll hear a real Mercer Records obscurity in this last set, a recording that saxophonist Coleman Hawkins made of Duke Ellington's standard Sophisticated Lady. First, the cornets performing a tune described by Ellington scholar Eddie Lambert as Strayhorn Exotica, Swamp Drum on Nightlights. Thank you.
Close with saxophonist Coleman Hawkins doing Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady, recorded in France in 1949 and released on Duke Ellington's Mercer Records label. The Coronets also called the Billy Strayhorn All-Stars before that, performing Strayhorn's Swamp Drum, also recorded for Ellington's Mercer label. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Stephen Lasker, Joe Medchuk, Nick Rossi, the late Phil Schaap, the Duke Ellington Society Facebook group, and members of the Organissimo Jazz Forum. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.